I want to share one Varkayot. Any credit for the Vark goes to Rav Hirsch. I can't say it's Rav Hirsch's Vark because I haven't seen him in years. And I'm probably not saying it exactly, but certainly the thought is inspired by Rav Hirsch, something I saw Rav Hirsch years ago. So I want to share the following thought with Dayum. There's the following mitzvah in the Torah. It's actually a nice say in the Torah. When you build the Aron, so the Aron's supposed to have tabois, supposed to have rings. Machlokes Rishonim exactly how the rings look. But it has two rings on one side and two rings on the other side. And it says you're supposed to make these badim, these poles for the Aron. Vasisa bade atze shittim. That's some shittim wood. These poles are covered with gold. You have golden poles to the Aron. And you put the poles into the rings that are on the Aron, that are on the sides of the Aron, in order to carry the Aron Bahem with them. So these poles are supposed to go into the tabois, the rings, and you stick them in order to carry the Aron. This is the key pasuk. Pasuk Tezvav, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, and that's your famous mitzvah. And the mitzvah in the Torah goes as follows. Perich HaFei Pasuk Tezvav, B'tabois HaAron Yiyu Abadim, in the rings of the Aron remain the poles, Lo Yasuru Mimenu. It's an Isser D'Oraisa to ever take out the poles out of the Aron. The poles of the Aron must forever be in Aron. It's also the Raisa to ever have a moment that the Aron is uncarryable. The Aron doesn't have the poles in them. And if Hirsch says, what is the Indian? If Hirsch wrote something that's based on Kabbalah, it is Yadua that Hirsch was a Baki in Kabbalah, and he wrote a sefer on the mysticism, the symbolism of things in the Mishkan, and in that sefer, I saw this, and I don't recall exactly how he says it, but the idea that I'm saying has inspired from Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says, what is the inyan that the badim, the poles must always remain in the Aron? That's the pshat. They can never come out of the Aron. It's an Isser D'Oraisa to ever for a moment take out the poles, come out. Say, you're not carrying the Aron anyway, it's sitting there. The Aron settled, they're sitting in the base. Where are you running? When you're in the desert, Klai's in the desert, for say there. The Aron needs to be moved around, so stick the poles in and carry. It's an Isser D'Oraisa. Lo Yasuru Mayem Menu.
Probably not carried anyways.
I'm sorry, yeah, that is true. In the rings of the Aron, we'll get to that a little later. In the rings of the Aron remain the Badim, Lo Yasuru Menu. It's an Isser D'Oraisa for the poles ever to leave. And the Indian, I think, was supposed to be misbinding. We didn't always see it because the Aron was in the Kodesh Kedashim. There were only rare times that it came out, and some of those times we were punished for, sometimes not. When Klai Yisrael fought the Plishtim, we actually took out the Aron. We thought it would help us defeat the Plishtim, and we ended up being punished. It wasn't. We had that time, we weren't ready for it, and the Plishtim actually conquered the Aron. But the Aron had Rizga Kayach. Any city the Plishtim brought it to killed out thousands in the city. People got sick, people died, people suffered immense pain wherever the Plishtim brought it, until they finally put it on a horse. They put it on a horse and wagon, and they just sent the Aron away wherever it ended up, and the horses by Nais went back to the Yidden, and the Yidden got back the Aron.
That's when he died.
The Eli crime was Nifter. When Eli was told that the Aron was taken by the Plishtim, he heard his kids died, he was fine. Nothing happened to him. When he heard the Aron was taken, he fell over, banged his head and died. But that was the Aron was usually the Kodesh Kedashim. What's the inyan that we're supposed to be misbinding when we're thinking about the Aron? A tzir rabbeis is worth $1 million, a picture. And when Mitzayah, when we picture the Aron, we're supposed to always picture with the badim, with the poles. It's forever movable. It's always in a state ready to be carried. The Aron represents Torah. The Aron housed the Torah. The Aron was the house inside the Aron, lay the luchos. It always was a safer Torah, either inside the Aron or on a stand right next to the Aron. The Aron held the Torah, and the Aron represents Torah. And in the Aron, which the luchos and the Torah were held, you're always supposed to contemplate their poles. It's always forever ready to be carried. Is the pirush that there is no matzah that the Torah is not bearable. There is no matzah that a person can say, I did this and this aveira and I can no longer carry the Torah. any time the person has a picture of Arayin, it's a picture of Polznia, it can always be carried. It's always Muchan and Mezumah to be carried. There is no matzav in life that the Arayin is just there and can't be lifted. Forever and ever, the Arayin comes along with a seer and literally has to have the poles in there as the pshat, that the Arayin forever and ever is ready to be born, is ready to be bared, is ready to be held. There is no matzav. A person feels, I've done this and that, I've done so many averis, I've been through so much, I've been through so much yisurim, I've been through such a past. V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu, and he feels, it's not shayach to me, but I'm going to become a Talmud Chacham. I'm going to become a Tayyidika person. I have things to work out first. I first have to worry about health things, v'chulu, emotional, v'chulu, all the tainas, the Torah is not ready to be held, is the pshat, when you picture the Aron, the picture, the tzir has to be with poles, and the reality is with poles, it's always ready to be carried. And Rav Hirsch points out, like Shua said, that there was a chiddush with Aron, that it was always ready to be carried. We know a secret. Those that try to lift it, it's noisei, it's noisav. The Aron carries those that carried it. You only look like you carried the Aron, you just put out your hands to hold it, and it carries you. It's forever ready to be carried, and those that try to carry it, it carries you. That should be our tzir of Aron, of Torah. That forever it's ready to be carried, forever it's possible to be carried, forever it's possible to be held aloft. Forever and ever, that's the whole tzir of Torah, is poles, is carrying, is the ability to bear the Torah. The picture of Torah has to be the ability of something that we can always lift up. In any state, any time, lo yasuru mehem, mimenu. Never to be removed, never always to be focused on Torah and the poles of Torah, the carrying, the ability to be born, the ability to be carried. And then to add to that, reverse says that it's nice, yes, nice of. Those that carry it, those that make the commitment to Torah, it actually carries him. It actually schleps him along. It's chayim in lachzikimba, a tree of life to those that hold on to it. It actually, the tzir, when we picture Torah, we have to picture this thing that when the person just puts up his arms to grab it, all of a sudden it carries him. Picture the Aron moving at all times. Whenever we think about Torah, the tzir, the picture in our mind should be of the Aron, the Torah, with poles and people holding on to the poles, just being carried. Picture on each side the heavy Aron, people holding it, looking, wow, what mighty men! Look at these men holding the Torah. And they all laugh with a little secret that they're not holding the Torah, the Torah is holding them. What it looks like to Yenem as a mighty feat. Look at the hours the person learns. Look at the oil at Torah, the yoke the person bears. It looks overwhelming. Mamish, whoa, that looks heavy. Wow. You must be, you know, Amol, you're schlepping. But Yitzi and I once did some schlepping for somebody. And Amol, you carry like a box that looks like it should weigh a lot of weight. And inside, like books, like nothing, like feathers, like pillows. So you look like a big, strong guy. You're carrying two big garbage bags. That's garbage. Nothing in there. You look big and tough. But you have a little secret, it's full of pillows. The Olat Torah, those that carry the Olat Torah have a little secret. The Torah is nice, it's nice. They have a little secret. It looks like a Zagreiso to the one who never carried the Torah himself. He looks, and he looks so restricted. It looks so impossible. Oy vavoy, look what a yoke you have to bear. So restrictive, I don't know how you live such a lifestyle. So difficult, all that Torah, the amount of discipline, the hours you live by it, the running always from Yanin, the restrictions of Banishim, you can't live life. And the little secret, that only those that carry Torah are privy to the secret. Their feet are on the ground, and the urns on their shoulder, there's a little secret. It's nice, yes, nice of, they're not carrying nothing. It carries them. It schleps them along. That's the tzir I want to present to Elam. At least one Dvar Torah on the parasha. I'm not saying Chumash tomorrow, so I'm asking Olam at this Shabbos, if we can contemplate one thought on the Torah, we can contemplate this thought, this amazing phenomenon of the Badim not being removed from there and in there constantly, the Torah in all states, our picture of Torah, as the ultimate thing that's possible to bear, the bearable Torah, the Torah that's always shaykh to carry in all states. In all matzavim, in all situations, a person feels, I didn't do this, I could have done that, I should have, would have, as if like it's hopeless for him. He could be 94 and he should have, could have, and lived years. I'm not, the Torah that he pictures, the Torah with Badim. is a Torah that's at all times as life, at all times as possible to carry. And the second picture is the Torah which looks like a burden, which looks so difficult to those who didn't experience carrying it. The Torah which has the poles that are nicest, nicer, that carries those that carry it.